Pig Radio, KPIG Freedom 107.5, KPYG Cayucas 94.9, and it's a couple minutes past 7 o'clock. Time for news with Travis T. Hip. He's got all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now.
Well, man, it do get stranger by the day. For the third week in a row, somebody hit the U.S. Embassy compound, in this case the CIA Annex building, in Kabul. You could figure out what happened on this one, because the last one, the big attack by the Haqqani network, did 20 hours worth of RPGs and mortar shells and things like that onto the embassy, which, you know, obviously did damage. And so they called in repair guys. Last night, a plumber walked in with his kit and proceeded to pull out an AK-47 and blow away at least one suspected CIA worker. Nobody's confirming who got killed. At least one other person wounded. Either way, the prospect of not being able to trust your plumber is contributing to the general agitation in Kabul. The Saudi government, let's not even talk at that. The Saudi sheikdom, and King Abdullah, has decided that in the wake of the Arab Spring, it's time to give women in Saudi Arabia a little more slack. They are now going to be allowed to vote in local and regional elections. They can run for office in the Supreme Council, which is the advisory board to the sheikh. The whole situation improving much. They still can't drive or go out without permission of their male guardians, but it is a step in the big direction for women on the Arab Peninsula. So while we're down there, President Saleh has returned to Yemen from his hospital bed in Saudi Arabia. The first day he was back, there were 10,000 people in the streets of Sana'a being machine-gunned by the government forces, as usual. 48 people reportedly killed. That one's not going to hold together for long, friends, and nobody knows where it's going to land when it does. The Florida straw poll over the weekend, which was held, of course, at the Conservative Political Action Committee, which means that you've already settled out exactly what sort of Republicans you've got. The interesting thing was that Herman Cain, the Pizza King, Grandfather's Pizza, wound up with 37% of the votes as opposed to the two favorites, Perry and Romney, who wound up about 15 or 16 points behind on that run. It's an interesting scene watching the political floundering going on in the Republican primary process. President Obama is here on the West Coast. He made a stop in Seattle yesterday. He did a fundraiser last night in the Bay Area. He will be holding a cyber town hall today at 11 a.m. You can check with your local television stations and or, I presume, the Democratic Party in your neighborhood to find out how to play in that game if you'd like to. Then tonight he's off to San Diego and then up to Los Angeles, where he's doing a fundraiser at the House of Blues, which is, you know, pretty stylish approach to the whole thing. Meanwhile, back in Washington, FEMA will go broke and not be able to pay any disaster funds on Wednesday at the latest. The next stage forward is probably going to be an attempt today by the Senate Democrats to put over a bill that would be the Senate's version of emergency disaster funding, a pretty clean bill. But the bottom line for the overall continuing resolution, still no solution, and 8 days, 5 days away from the deadline. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Monday again. Stay tuned.